morning.
Good morning.
Hey, did you bring our awards back to the radio station?
Yes, they're right over there.
I got them.
We need to get them framed.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much for voting the MRL Morning Show. What is it, Lorraine? What's the official title from Elevate Magazine?
Favorite talk radio show.
There you go.
Yeah. Remember why I said it was like something yesterday? I was like, it wasn't exactly like morning show. It was favorite talk show. So it's actually broader than just the mornings, which is cool. Yeah.
That's cool that people think we're a talk station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. And then KISS 95.1 got favorite local radio station.
There you go.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
There you go, brother.
When we win awards saying we're a talk show, we can go back to our boss who wants us to play, you know, gazillion songs and say, no, we're a talk show.
We play about four, maybe five songs an hour. But sometimes I'm okay with that. I need to take a break.
Yeah.
You know, don't you?
Yeah.
I think people still like music, especially on Friday when we play the legendary Friday free-for-all music, the throwbacks. At 7:45. Also, we got your Nelly tickets. And by the way, did we mention that it's Friday?
Friday.
All right, everybody out.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
It does not feel like Friday to me.
Really?
No, it feels like a Thursday or maybe a Wednesday.
Ooh. Well, let me get you in the mood. It's going to be about 80 degrees today, 82 tomorrow, sunshine both days. I think we're legit enjoying at least 2 days. And Sunday's supposed to be a disaster, but who cares? It's Sunday. Sundays are meant to be disasters.
Yeah, because you're supposed to stay indoors and just relax.
If I had a nice Sunday, it makes going back to work Monday harder.
Yeah, that's true.
No, really? I think Sunday.
You subscribe to that?
I do subscribe to that. Because, you know, on a Sunday where it's nice out, like you want to sit outside in your backyard, drink a couple beers. And then by the end of the day, you got a poo on because you're like, oh, I got to go back to work tomorrow.
You got a poo on.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a cool.
Oh, hey, let's not forget this because the show's going to get busy. We're going to get crazy. So last night when we were at Queen Park Social for our award ceremony, thanks to Elevate Magazine voting us best talk show. What? Loren won a raffle?
It was a whole thing. I have no idea how a raffle system works.
No.
All right, what happened?
So Steve, who's running this thing, gets in the microphone to announce the winners. Well, there's less than 100 people there at this reception. So on the raffle, he's very intimate. So he's only calling the last two digits of the number. So he calls like 30 digits. Loren thinks that it's just one big number he's calling out. And so she immediately, after the first one, goes, nope, it's not me. And I heard that, and I didn't really... I thought maybe she was just talking about that specific number, but she was taking all of the last two digits and combining it and trying to compare that to her raffle ticket.
So I have no idea we actually won something. I heard the first two numbers. I was like, well, not us. And I like kind of threw them to the side. And then I was like, well, that's a lot of numbers, like 10 numbers in. And then Roy explained it to me and I was like, oh, well, now it's too late. I can't go back and like, hey, can you recall those numbers so I can check my tickets?
Wait, so did we win?
I have no idea.
Maybe.
Oh, because you said Loren won the raffle.
No, I didn't.
I thought you did.
I said it was so funny. Like, okay. She had no clue.
I didn't even know there was a raffle.
I have no idea how a raffle system works.
I didn't get a raffle ticket.
You were supposed to when you checked in with your band. Yeah.
But I didn't do that either. Did you do that?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I checked in with Steve. But see, the problem is that I distracted Steve with conversation. And I was like, all right, I'm going to get a drink.
Yeah.
He couldn't get a word in. Give me the raffle ticket.
It was so funny that Loren, like, because any raffle, they always typically like, do the last three numbers.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's what I thought they were doing.
Yeah.
But then they just all ran together. And like, I was like, that's strange that they started with a zero.
I mean, of course, Steve, he's like, okay, 23. Here's like a pause. 29. And so, like, he's grouping them together. I don't know. I guess I picked up on it.
By the way,
Sterling, my boyfriend, didn't pick up on it either.
Sterling was right with me. He's like, I thought he was calling the whole number.
I'm like, what's wrong with you two? A raffle ticket's not 30 digits.
Well, we didn't get that until we were already 30 in.
All right. So you don't know whether or not you won some.
No
what
idea.
Were they giving away? Like, what could you want?
Like,
gift cards?
Yeah, polished nail bar, a bunch of different things. Yeah.
Cool stuff. And then Loren and I went shooting in this little shooting range they had.
Oh, it was cool.
That's pretty cool. And, like, it felt like a real gun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Nice. You get to load the clip and everything.
Nice. Yeah. At Queen Park Social?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there was no big bangs or anything.
No.
It's not like it was a real gun.
No, I saw the shooting place.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a good night. So thanks again for voting the MRL show the best talk show. Now, if we got best talk, does that mean somebody else got best morning show?
I don't know.
Yeah. I know Larry got best radio personality or something. I just dropped his off. No Limit Larry.
I didn't see any other morning shows there.
No.
How come No Limit Larry wasn't there?
I'll find out. I'm about to go over there and talk to him. But we also need to shout out to Amanda, big fan of the MRL show. Loren and I were sitting down, and all of a sudden I heard out of the corner of my ear, she said something like, "Ew, you like those guys?" And it wasn't us. It was another morning show. And I heard that, and I was like, huh? And then I thought to myself, I wonder if she knows who Loren and I are, and she just doesn't want to come over, or if that's just a random conversation that we're overhearing, you know?
Right. And she was excited because when she saw you, she knew you. She recognized you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Loren came, and she got really excited. Then I came to complete the package, and she was just thrilled.
Yeah, it was a transformer. Yeah. The transformer was together.
Yeah. The show came together.
Yeah. We're like the Marvel superhero. We're like the Avengers. There's we come together to make one big group. Anyway, we got a lot to get to today. Here's a question for you. It's an early morning Friday question, and if anybody has a story that they want to share with us, you can. But there's a woman. Where is she from? There is a woman who claims that she dreamt about winning the lottery. She's from Michigan. She said she dreamt about winning the lottery and then played those numbers that she dreamt about and actually won it.
That's pretty cool.
So it got me wondering if you ever dreamt about something and it came true. Think about that. Like, actually had the dream about it, and then it came true. 704-570-9595, if that happened to you. And we'll tell you about this woman coming up here in just about 5 minutes.
Today is gonna be... This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So think about this. You dreamt about something, and then it came true. On any level, has that ever happened to you guys?
Yes.
It has?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't think it's happened to me at all.
No.
You know, mine have not been, like, fantastic situations. Like, I've dreamt that somebody was being cheated on and then come to find out that they were.
Whoa.
I've dreamt that people were going to pass away, and then that has happened.
Let me ask you something. When you dreamt about the person being cheated on and the person passing away, was it just a person and then it happened, or was it that specific person?
Wait, what did you just ask?
When you were dreaming about the person being cheated on and the person dying, in the dream, was it the specific people involved or was it just a random person and then it happened?
So the person being cheated on, it was the specific people involved.
But like, did you have a preconceived idea that there was probably infidelity?
They were having issues, but nobody knew that there was cheating
involved.
Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And Dallas does this stuff all the time, too. He dreamt that one of my friends was going to get pregnant, and she did.
Really?
And, like, out of nowhere.
Mm.
Out of nowhere.
Hey, isn't there a TV show about that? About
premonitions?
I'm looking at Joaquin, our video producer, because I have a feeling he would know that, like, yeah, you dreamt it and it became true, so they warned people?
Oh, what was that show
was
called?
Was that Hero? Was he a guy on Heroes?
Yeah.
He was on Heroes. The cop.
Yeah, and then you also had...
Oh, we have a microphone. Nobody
I don't feel like reading over to turn
know,
it on, though.
But him yelling off the air is crap.
You had Hero from the show
Hero. You're
such
a stickler.
You'd have premonitions of the characters dying, and then they would die. And then also Minority Report, you had those triplets who would, like, predict
but that was
the
a movie.
Future.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You know what show I like? Remember the guy that, like, touched you and he, that sounds creepy, but he, like, touched you and he like, saw visions of the future? Remember that show?
I don't know.
I vaguely do, but now I'm so distracted by Meanie's reaction to the whole thing.
I can't get past the guy that touched you thing.
That was the whole show. That was before the Me Too movement. But he'd go around touching you and figuring out what happens in your future.
Yeah. It was before the Me Too. Now it wouldn't work so well.
No.
Times have changed. All right. If you've had a dream about something and then it came true, what was it? 704-570-9595. Not a groundbreaking question. We're just trying to see how often this happens. A Michigan woman won almost $500,000 from the lottery drawing, and she said she literally had the dream come true. She told a Michigan lottery official she woke up Sunday morning with an urge to turn her dream from the previous night into a prophecy. And she said she won the Fantasy 5 jackpot, so she got dressed, got in her car, and drove to her favorite store to buy a couple tickets. And it turned out to be the matching numbers, 4, 13, 14, 29, and 35. the numbers, by the way, didn't show up in her dream. She had the machine play them. Mm-hmm. But okay. She dreamt the night before that she'd won the Fantasy Five. Mm.
That's pretty cool, ma'am.
Why can't I have those dreams?
No kidding.
My I have scary dreams. I rarely have really good dreams.
I know. My dreams are such nonsense, and yeah. They move around a lot. Like, 1 minute I'm playing baseball for the Charlotte Knights, the next minute I'm being chased by a giant ladybug.
Yeah.
Now,
same
that
way.
Means nothing,
same
you know?
Way. Yeah.
Very weird dreams.
Yeah.
A dragon is trying to get me or something, you know?
This is Rob in Charlotte. Hey, Rob.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
We're good. We're just talking about dreams that become reality.
Yeah, so it's not more so a dream, but I actually had a physical feeling in a sense. So a while back, my aunt had a heart attack, and the day that that happened to her, I was actually having chest pain, but I hadn't talked to her for 2 months before then. And it was like something weird. It was just like I knew something was wrong. It wasn't like heartburn.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything like that, but I was having like a chest pain. So come to find out, you know, she had a heart attack.
Yeah, that's weird. And I believe there is an energy like that, Rob, that made you feel that way. I really do.
Right. And it was like, it was just really weird. I had never experienced anything like that before. But then like another 2 months later, my aunt was actually, I started having like stomach pain and like kind of like morning sickness. And come to find out my aunt was pregnant. So I was like, what? My other aunt.
Rob, yesterday I sneezed and pulled a muscle. What did you feel?
when Roy sneezed and pulled a muscle.
Did you feel anything in your side?
I might have. What day was it?
I'm seeing like you're picking up everyone's feeling. Like you could pick up what everyone's feeling.
You know
feels.
What, though? There are people that are just in tune with the people around them that, like, I feel like I'm a really good people reader, and I don't necessarily, like, link up with your feelings, but yeah. I can read you really well, mm-hmm. you know?
My brother, I know I've told you guys this, my oldest brother, Rich, said he was in the second or third grade, and he said that he told my mom right when my mom came and picked him up from school that he saw grandma waving in the window. Grandma died that morning.
Mm. But was she waving before?
She did. She wasn't actually there waving.
Okay. I
just want to make sure she went to the hospital.
I just want to make sure she wasn't waving and then she died. You
great
know what I mean?
Point. Okay. Fair enough, bud.
All right.
I'm there with you. Let me make that clear that we believe it was Rich being in tune with what's going on.
Yeah.
In the world.
Who was that person that, I don't want to get into the story now, but there was some story about how they were playing in the house and the grandparent was passed the whole day. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
But they were there. Like,
yeah.
The grandparent
but they
was
didn't
there.
Know?
Yeah.
Wait, because, hi, Angela. Hold on 1 second, because that is funny. It's, we talked about the room that you never went into.
Yeah.
It was like an old house. We asked this question a long time ago. We were like, hey, tell us about the room that you weren't allowed in, right. in like somebody's old house. They're like, it was the upstairs bedroom we weren't allowed in. And when we didn't know where grandma was, we finally went into the room we weren't allowed to go in. And she was dead on the bed. We had no idea how long.
Yeah. So
but they were like trying to wake her up, too.
Right. But they were downstairs.
Oh, they were like playing around.
Yeah.
Her.
Playing. Yeah. Playing.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't
crazy
know.
Stuff.
Crazy stuff.
Real quick, Angela, tell us about the dream you had because it's kind of cool.
2 weeks before I met the man that I married, I had a dream that I was going to marry somebody.
Really?
And it turned out to be him.
That's awesome.
Like, did you see a person? Like, when you met him, were you like, that's him? Holy cow.
Yes, I was. I met him in high school. And it was the high school parking lot that I was meeting him in through his sister, who was in one of my classes together. And I had just gotten not even out of the relationship. The guy that I was with at the time stopped coming to school. And nobody would tell me what happened. None of the teachers could tell me where he was. Or when I called, I got no answer. I got no return phone calls. So I started dating the guy that I married, my husband. And after a while, I called the phone number I had for this other guy. And I said, hey, look, I found somebody else. I can't sit around waiting for you. I have no idea what happened to you. I later actually found him on Facebook not too long ago and discovered that. And discovered that he had moved
what do you think happened
out
there?
Of town.
I don't know. Are you okay? Angela?
Yeah.
Okay, we lost you for a second.
There, yeah.
I mean, you really know how to sell it.
You had us hanging on.
You had us hanging on, and then you disappeared. And then I thought you were going to say, and I'll tell you the rest right after the commercial. We got to run to commercial, Angela. Thank you for sharing. That's awesome that she had the dream. And then I kind of, I'm sorry, I lost it.
I
didn't know what the Facebook thing was.
I got a text message during that slide, so I'm the worst. And so I was like, I was hoping you guys could pick me back up.
No, yeah, we got what we wanted. She dreamt about the man, and then she went into something else.
Oh, okay.
So
I was about to say, she was talking about the ex-boyfriend.
Right, that's what I was picking
we
up.
We just won the best award for best talk show, and we all zoned out during that.
Do you talk? We zone out. How about that?
We're the worst.
You're okay. Really the stars.
Quick break. We're going to come back here on the MRL show, and we're going to talk about how IKEA is affecting your unborn child. How about that for fun? We'll get into it in less than 10 minutes.
The Manny Roy Show. Manny Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Coming up here in just about 15 minutes, we're going to tell you how you can eat a tarantula burger at a restaurant in North Carolina.
Yeah.
But this this couple, Loren, they were looking for a baby name, and they were looking for some inspiration. It's not easy to, if you don't have a name that comes to you real quick, Roy, as a parent, it could be difficult to find out what you would like to name your child.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So they flipped through the IKEA catalog, and their post went viral. And according to BabyCenter.com, these are some IKEA baby names that they picked that they are going to choose for their child.
But it's the furniture that's named after people, right?
Yeah, like the designer, I'm imagining.
Like a bed set might be the Alexis, or right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
so,
cool.
Like, for instance, Stefan, Tarva, Tobias, Stig, Ivar, just to name a few. These are...
They're going to be all, IKEA is a Swedish company, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Norna, Roy, so let me know if any of these are hitting on you, if they're jumping out where you would do this. Okay. Enrica, Johanna, Mata, Meidel.
These are all awful names.
No.
Not feeling them.
Malm.
Malm?
M-A-L-M.
No.
Did I say Samar?
No.
Some are good, some aren't.
There it is. Mm-hmm.
Scylla? No?
No.
I'm not feeling any of these.
No. No.
They, you know what they seem? They seem like they'd be good pet names.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like Tobias, it would be a good dog's name.
I agree.
I can't believe a couple made it out of IKEA without fighting.
Well, they looked through the catalog. They actually never made it to the store.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Okay, so Khloe Kardashian had her baby yesterday.
Yes.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes. And it happened probably around the time that we were discussing it, because it was she had the baby in the morning in Cleveland, of course. Her mom, Kris Jenner, sister Kim, and Kourtney by her side. Tristan was allowed in the room.
Mm.
And now there's multiple sources. I have multiple sources giving me kind of two sides of things, that Khloe is already kind of not over the situation, but I feel like in denial, and that she's kind of put the drama on hold. That's one side. And then the other side is that Khloe is in this bubble of happiness right now, and she's just like,
yeah,
basically spewing forgiveness.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, girl, did you not see the video?
Yeah, but now's
just
not
had
the,
a baby.
Now's not the time. That's right.
I know, but it doesn't look good.
I read a rumor on Twitter yesterday. I think it was Perez who might have tweeted that there's a, some people say that Kim yelled at Tristan. Are you seeing anything about that this morning?
I did hear that.
Okay.
I also saw that Tristan at one of his games, I guess not last night, but the night before, was being booed by the audience. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, people
That's funny.
Are turning on him in Cleveland already.
Any
so.
Baby name for Khloe's baby?
No, no name yet. And here's my theory behind the whole thing. I think they were probably going to go with something Tristan related, or like his family related. And now that this whole thing has happened, she's like, let's pump our brakes for a second. Mm. I'm not naming my baby girl. Because Tristan is a, you know, if they wanted to do a junior name or something like that, kind of cool genderless
yep.
name that they could give the baby. So if they were going for that, I think maybe that's why things are on hold.
They say he's the most beautiful baby in the world. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Very excited fan.
So we have a new song by 5 Seconds of Summer that's out. Can you pull it up for
yep.
me? It's called Youngblood. And the whole track list is now out, which is going to drop on June 22nd. And I know a lot of people are excited because they're about to go on tour as well.
Surrender my everything because you made me believe you're mine. Yeah, you used to call me baby, now you're calling me by name.
Wow, so they're really taking a step back from that rock thing and kind of going with pop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, listen, we can use more Five Sauce on this station.
Yeah, it's a new feel. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, we've got a gender for the new royal baby, and I'll tell you what that is coming up in the 7:30 Dirty.
Thank you, Loren.
Hey. One. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
$1,000 is what we want to hand to you with the Kiss Cash code. Make sure you're listening at 8 o'clock to get that code word that you text to 40772. You got 15 minutes to put it in. And if you win, we'll give you a phone call back. But we're doing it all day, by the way. We're doing it at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. It's the Kiss Cash code.
Nicole, when you lived up in Raleigh, Durham, did you know a place called Bull City Burger and Brew?
I do. I know that place.
So their April is Exotic Meat Month, and their slogan is, "We never met a meat we wouldn't eat," which I know disgusts you as a vegan, but scorpions, pythons, and boars, oh my, is on their Twitter.
I don't know if I consider scorpions and tarantulas. Python is meat, but, like, I don't consider the other ones meat. That's like a...
Okay, so... So they're doing something called the Tarantula Challenge. Are you ready to see this?
No.
They're putting a tarantula on a burger.
My gosh. It looks like a...
You eat that?
Yes.
It's a burger with a fried tarantula on top.
You serious?
Yes. There was video on the news of them handing that to someone.
Now, being the world traveler that I am, there are some countries that consider that a delicacy.
Yeah, and there was a video of Angelina Jolie and her kids, like, picking them apart, eating them.
Yeah.
Tarantulas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're spiders.
They're tarantulas.
They're arachnids. Yeah.
But how do you eat the legs and whatnot? Because, by the way, the photo that we're looking at, the whole tarantula is intact. It's just been deep fried.
It's just crunchy.
Bull City Burger tweeted out, "Martha did it yesterday. Randall did it today. Now, David D., it's your turn to give it a shot. Give us a call and claim your tarantula burger. It's the Tarantula Challenge." I'd love to try and get one of these people on to see what it tasted like. I think I want to know.
Let's get the burger in the studio.
Would you do it?
Would I eat the tarantula burger?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. What's the prize?
You're right. What is the prize? They got to have a contest.
It is. Yeah.
It's probably like you just get your face on the wall or something.
Okay, that's a horrible prize.
I don't know. I might be down for that. How long does my face stay up? I'm pretty self-centered. I bet you it's good.
What? No.
What? No.
The legs and stuff, it's all going to go.
Imagine taking a bite and then, like, it not coming clean off.
You.
I ate a tarantula and got a T-shirt.
Yeah.
It's a news person up there said that.
Traveling all over the world, like, we've tried some pretty interesting things. Like, I've eaten jellyfish.
Really?
Yes.
How do you prepare it?
It almost looks like noodles. Like, I was told that it was noodles until I put it in my mouth and realized that it was very gritty and fishy, and I needed to spit it out. And I was in Hong Kong, China, where it is, you do not spit anything out. And the girl that I was there with was like, "Do not spit that in your napkin. You better swallow that thing." So I spent the next 3 minutes trying to get it down.
You remember when we had grasshopper? I imagine tarantula tastes like grasshopper.
Yeah, I would imagine so too.
It's called the somebody's something's playing.
Yeah, it's,
yeah, it was my headset.
Oh, okay. I don't know. There's a newswoman that did it. Maybe we can reach out to her and just get a vibe on what it tasted like. I'm not just saying it. I wouldn't be opposed to it.
What?
We can get one here for you.
I'm sure we could make a phone call and get it.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could.
But will it stay good? Like, what do you, like, do you heat it up? Like, by the time it gets from Durham to here,
yeah,
do you stick it in the microwave? What do you do?
I guess so. I guess so.
What if it wasn't dead?
Oh my god! Yeah, like that's
came
the other
back
thing.
Up.
Yeah, do they have a box of tarantulas just moving around in the back, and then they just grab one, throw it in the deep fryer? Because this thing is all intact.
Well, I think that's probably why you have to claim it, because they have to make sure they have it for you. I don't think it's like, you know, you go to a seafood restaurant and there's like a thing of lobsters in the back, right, and they just pull them out. I don't think it's like
sitting
that.
On here's some audio. Hold on.
Hey, everybody. So this is Kathy, WRL Out and About editor. And this is one of those days where you agree to do something at like 9 or 10 in the morning. And then by the time it's 2:30, you go, well, why did I agree to that? Yeah. What are you, like, what's happening?
All right, hold on. Let's see if she takes a bite.
A lot of talking.
I think that's it. I don't.
They're building it up.
I keep waiting for it to get up and run, like you guys are playing a joke on me or something. It's all right. I'm
freaking out. It's got lettuce. So look at the people around her looking.
Oh.
Strategy. Oh, she's putting ketchup on it. Boy, she's stalling.
I mean, come on. Right, why is this thing shut?
Oh, she's eating it with a fork.
Oh!
This is one of those times I'm really glad I'm blind.
Okay. Now we just got left. It's bitter. I think that's the thing. It's a little bit better for me.
Better or bitter?
Bitter.
Okay.
She took it off the burger and ate the tarantula without the burger. She's eating it with a fork.
She's dousing it in ketchup.
Why? Yeah. That's not a tarantula. Now she's just eating tarantula without the burger.
Yo.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, I love them.
That's
I
a huge
them.
Bite.
So
that's a huge bite she's about to eat.
It's spicy. Oh, my God.
It's spicy.
Oh, my God.
Eat it.
I'm sorry. You're not cured.
That's a customer talking to her, like looking at her.
I know.
Eat it.
It's just sitting in her phone. Come on.
It's over.
The whole thing.
All right,
now.
The tarantula burger. Go up and get it at where's that place? Bull City Burger and Brew.
And can we talk about how this news organization has a phone camera from like 1990? I mean, that was the worst camera footage I've ever seen.
They probably didn't think she'd really do it, so they're like, "Well, we're not going to use the manpower. Clearly, she'll cop out."
They filmed it on a flip phone.
Oh man. Some people are on hold. They want to tell us about their exotic foods that they've eaten before, like the exotic animals. I don't know if we want to go down that road.
No, I don't know. We should do that.
Yep.
We do need to get into the War of the Roses, though.
Still to come.
Carrie wanted to find out if her dude that she's been dating for 3 months, Adam, was married. Well, we learned a couple things from yesterday's war. One, Adam might not even be his real name. And two, he's not really remorseful for what happens. We'll get into that. War of the Roses coming up in just about 8 minutes. Don't go anywhere. You got to hear it.
Now it's your turn. Join the Cop Through Sunday at Diamonds Direct.
You know, Mother's Day is coming up. And if you're like me, you're really bad at doing things like, cleaning and cooking and the normal things that your mom would probably love for you to do. That's why you should just let everything be stress-free and go to Essex Bar and Bistro.
Yeah, so you heard us talking about their Easter brunch, and they're doing it again for Mother's Day, May 13th, and they're going to take world cuisine at Essex Bar to a whole nother level.
I mean, they're going to have a Benedict station, a carving station with prime rib, fresh baked ham, pork tenderloin, marinated salmon, and don't get me started on the drink specials. You know about this, Nicole.
Yep, $4 mimosa bar, and you're probably thinking, oh, what do you do at a mimosa bar? They have any type of juice that you could want. It's amazing. And $4 Bloody Marys.
$35 for adults, $15 for kids. Uncork and unwind. I like that. I like the sound of that. For Mother's Day at Essex Bar and Bistro in Uptown.
War of the Roses. Email us. Mornings at kiss951.com. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Roy, somebody needs some unqualified advice for you. And this has to do with something I've done before. That this person has done, and now her boyfriend won't speak to her.
Whoa. Okay. All right. I'll try to help you out.
All right. 5 minutes. Let's do that.
The Manny, Roy, and Laura Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Welcome Friday the 13th.
That'd have been a lot cooler if it, I don't know, just like cut off, you know? The music just ended.
Welcome to Friday the 13th.
That's cooler. That was cool.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm all excited. I'm going to play the video game today.
Oh, yeah, you have the Friday the 13th video game for Xbox.
Yeah.
Give your username over the air so people can play against you.
It's the same as my Instagram, KissRoyBoy.
Okay.
So I'll be playing. If you don't have the video game, get it, and then we'll play together this weekend.
Can we come over?
Come on over, dude. I just got new hardwood floors.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's get some Bloody Mary mix. Let's go over and watch Roy play Friday the 13th.
I'm going to Charleston, and I don't want to be responsible for the first scratch in the new hardwood floors.
We got to talk about the KISS cash code. Then we got to do unqualified advice with Roy.
Okay, so while you prepare for unqualified, I'll do the KISS cash code. It's $1,000 we're giving away at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. Giving you that code word that you text to 40772 to unlock $1,000 in cash.
Yeah, baby!
So make sure you're listening at 8 a.m. for that.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice. But if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
He sneezed and broke a rib.
Although he did refuse medical care.
Yeah, I've actually been pretty healthy lately. So, surprisingly enough.
You don't want to mess up that streak. All right, Roy. Christina needs some advice from you.
Okay.
She said, this is for Roy. I am in beauty school, and I had long hair, like down to the middle of my back. And I cut it above my shoulders because I wanted to be able to share that experience with my clients one day. Now, my boyfriend says that he doesn't like it, and he hasn't talked to me in 3 days. He texted me yesterday saying that he's super mad still, and he isn't sure if he'll be able to talk to me again. We've been together for 1 year and 3 months. What should I do?
You get a haircut and he immediately starts ignoring you because he didn't like it? After 1 year? That's a red flag. That's a get out flag. I'm telling you, that's a controlling get out flag. I understand maybe if he's upset because he liked your hair a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm the guy who hates change too. I get it. You know, but at the end of the day, it's your hair. You do what you want to do. You don't do your hair for your guy. You do your hair for you.
It's true.
Is it?
Yes. And I've been in this situation before because Dallas and I have been together for 12 years and I've had long hair. I've had short hair. I've had red hair, blonde, brunette, the whole gamut. And he does not like my hair, red or short. Those are his like two things that he does not like.
Didn't I rat you out over your short hair one time by accident?
We were all out and Manny is like, dang, you cut a ton off of your hair. And Dallas had not noticed until that moment.
He's like, what?
Yeah, then he was like, where did it all go? And I heard about that for a week. But it's not, you know, it's not to the point where he wouldn't speak to me.
Yeah.
He just voices his opinion.
I have, and by the way, jump in and voice your opinion on unqualified advice with Roy at 704-570-9595. Roy says red flag, get out. But can I play devil's advocate here?
Go ahead.
Roy, think about your relationship.
Right.
If you were going to shave your head, wouldn't you consult with Sterling, your boyfriend?
I probably would.
Okay,
probably
and if you didn't, would you understand that he would be upset because he liked your hair a certain way?
I would not understand him ignoring me.
Well, that's
I would
true.
Not understand him going, not being able to talk to me. That's the part that to me, I'm like, just break up with him. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to get rid of this toxic man.
Now, you're also 1 year and 3 months in.
But clearly, you don't know this man.
Yeah.
If he's doing that.
Well, we don't know. Like, Loren, you've given Dallas the silent treatment. Amanda's given me the silent treatment.
Yeah.
How long was the silent treatment for?
She said he hasn't spoken to me in 3 days, and then he texted me yesterday.
Is that
he's
normal?
He's still super mad, and he doesn't know if he'll be able to talk to me again.
I think three days is a pretty long.
Yeah.
But well,
it's not like they live together.
Absolutely right.
I could go 3 days without talking. Gosh, I've gone like 3 months without talking to somebody I don't live with.
I mean, that's a good point too, Roy. It's harder when you're married and you see each other and you go to bed and you brush your teeth next to each other.
I guess I see your point there. But by the way, hair grows back too.
That's the thing. And really, and she could get extensions and replace the hair, but she did this for a specific reason. She did it for herself. So I don't think that she should like get the extensions or grow it out or anything. If you want short hair, keep your short hair.
Yeah.
He'll get over it. He's so just basically, mad right now.
The question is it, imagine if she breaks up with him like Roy advises and then she tells people why, you know, oh, why did you end things with him? Oh, the hair. That's the reason.
No, that's not the reason.
That's so like face value. Like how shallow do you sound if you are mad at somebody for cutting their hair?
What am I missing, Roy? What's the reason then?
You didn't break up over the hair. I broke up with him because he's a shallow human being and he ignored me for 3 days.
Okay.
In the end, he said he didn't know if he can even talk to me ever again. So I made it easier for him, and I said, well, let's just not ever talk again. That's why you break up.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Dude, that's qualified advice.
Seriously.
Watch out. Who the hell is that over there?
Samantha and Lenore, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to say?
Well, my hair used to be always long because my mom always loved long hair. So when I got older, I decided to start cutting it off. So right now I have side shave in the sides and the back, and I have it a little longer on top.
Okay.
Well, my fiance had never been with someone with short hair before, so I had to break him in. The first time I went to get my hair cut, literally I was in the salon getting it cut because I had just moved here, so I wanted to just get all cut off because I hadn't cut it in a while. And he literally could not sit still, and he hollered from the front of the salon and said, don't you think that's enough? Literally, we went outside. I chewed his hind end out about it. And I said, now, from now on, when I get my hair cut, you're not to say nothing. Yeah. If you feel like you're going to say something, then you need to go outside.
Okay.
So fast forward almost 2 years we've been together. I went and got my hair cut off because I was bleaching it. So I needed to cut a big chunk of it off. And he was the one who got mad at me because I said I was going to cut it shorter than what I did, and he told me, he said, no, you are supposed to cut it shorter. So
then he ended up liking the short hair at
Thanks,
the end
Samantha.
Of the day.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe he'll come around to it, is what she's saying.
This is Megan and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show with Unqualified Advice.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I love you guys' show, by the way. I was just on the Facebook Live.
But, thanks, Meg.
Yeah,
thank
no
you.
Problem. I just wanted to say I'm a hairstylist as well. And so when I started beauty school, I had hair down past my shoulders. And I ended up cutting it super short. And I ended up actually getting all the way to a pixie. And my boyfriend and my family, they kind of had to accept that about me. And that's kind of what beauty school does. It makes you explore your creativity, and if he doesn't really understand that, then they haven't really learned the real you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, maybe he's not the right person for her and her creativity and what
right.
she needs.
Yeah, I just feel like it's very superficial to break up with somebody over their hair. So I'm with Roy on this.
Yeah.
Chris in China Grove says I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously a sign that the guy doesn't truly love her. I guess that's what it says. Yeah. It got cut off.
Yeah. It's cool when a Grover agrees with you, Roy.
I know.
There you go. All right. So your advice to wrap it up is?
I think she should break up with him.
Okay.
I really do. 3 days of not talking. Yeah, maybe he'll come around after hearing this.
It's true. Maybe she'll say, hey, I talked to the MRL show, and they say you have to come around or I'm leaving. And maybe he does come around. Maybe this conversation was good for him. That's why we do Unqualified Advice. You can hit us up on our socials at the MRL show. Lauren, dirty on the 30.
Yes. So, Manny, you brought up yesterday that people were upset with Khloe Kardashian. Piers Morgan is in that boat. Wait until you hear what he has to say to Khloe. 10 minutes in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
You know Lorraine is a mom because she's multitasking, Roy. She's cutting our award up that we got from Elevate Magazine. What is the award that we won?
Best talk show.
Uh-huh. But it doesn't fit in an 8x10 frame, so I'm having to cut it down a little bit and prepare for the Dirty at the same time.
Any goldfish. What an amazing morning we're having.
That's a woman for you.
All right.
Okay. So, Prince William, we think that he just revealed the gender of baby number 3. Now, he was at a soccer game, and somebody recently asked him what they would want to name the child. And he said Jack, and then caught himself and said, or Jackie. So, we think that maybe he just accidentally dropped a little nugget for us there.
Okay.
That one always says silly things.
Oh, Queen Mummy.
I'll pop him upside thy head.
Queen Mummy, will the baby be named Jack?
I have no comment on that.
Jack?
I believe my favorite character in Titanic was Jack.
Really?
Mm-hmm. did not like that other one.
Now, you actually, you were around for the Titanic, weren't you?
I was 72 when Titanic was built.
She is so old.
I was 72 when Titanic was launched. What a beautiful ship it was.
Undestructible, they said.
That's correct. Rose was a young whippersnapper when she was on that
like
boat.
Her best friend.
She's been around forever, man.
Yeah.
She was old really in the 60s.
Queen mommy.
Okay, so Dua Lipa, she said that she had an awesome experience with Katy Perry when she was just 15 years old. One of her friends surprised her with tickets, and she was determined to get as close as she could to Katy. Well, Katy asked, who's going to come up here with me? And Dua Lipa jumped up on stage with her. Now, this story came to light after Katy Perry was interviewing Dua Lipa for V Magazine. They started talking about it then.
Cool.
Now, Manny, you brought up an interesting fact that people might be upset with Khloe Kardashian yesterday.
I was wondering if people felt bad for her because of the Tristan Thompson cheating thing while she was giving birth to her baby. Then a lot of people on social media were saying we don't feel bad for her because at the end of the day, it's going to be good for the E! Show, and I thought she cared about ratings.
So people are on board with you, but it's not because of ratings for the E! TV show. It's because people feel like Khloe is getting her karma. Because Tristan was actually dating and pregnant with another woman when he started dating Khloe. Now, Piers Morgan weighed in on this on The Talk.
When she got together with this guy, let's not forget his previous girlfriend was pregnant.
Yep.
Khloe Kardashian knew that.
Oh, my.
And she began very insensitively flaunting their relationship, their love affair, while this other woman was pregnant. Khloe can't really sit back and pretend to be absolutely shocked, perhaps, that he's doing exactly the same to her.
I don't know. A lot of women and a lot of men that stole someone from a relationship probably feel like it's meant to be and it won't happen to them. Like, they're not meant to be with you, with them. They're meant to be with me.
Right, but isn't that a little naive to think that you are outside of the norm? Because the norm is that if he cheats with you, he'll cheat on you.
That's a pretty bold statement.
I know it is. But that's what a lot of people are hating on Khloe Kardashian for. Now, I know sometimes it works out.
Yeah.
But the norm is not that it does. So there's that. Martha Stewart just signed on to be one of the newest judges on Chopped. So you'll be able to watch her on the Food Network. And Alex Rodriguez is slamming reports that he threatened to cut his child support. He says that his daughters are his number one priority. So coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, I'll tell you why Kendra Wilkinson had to jump on social media and clap back at some haters.
All right, let's put Can't Beat the Man. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Hey, want to get
$19.95 a month. Palm Beach Tan. A better shade of you.
It's here, you guys. It is actually today, tomorrow, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct, the biggest sales event of the year.
I'm always baffled how they do this because Diamonds Direct has the best prices nationwide. And then they come in and they offer you 20% off that already unbeatable price. Like, if you're like been waiting to get a diamond, now's the time.
Right. Don't ask questions that we don't want to know the answers to.
Because
if they haven't figured it out yet, we're still benefiting from it.
Yeah. Don't wake them up to this. We talked to my mom earlier this week about Diamonds Direct, and she said she could not believe the selection. This is a woman who used to go into New York City all the time, and she felt like that was the only place where you can get the good diamond selection.
Yeah.
She was shocked that you could get it right here in South Park.
Yeah, well, they're flying in designers from all over the country this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You're getting that extra 20% off. Go see your friends at Diamonds Direct. They're on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
Remember, we were wondering if they put up these, if they have to find the hotels for the people that fly in from out of the out of state.
Yeah, I wonder how that works.
I think it's probably just,
I don't know. We need to ask Toby the next time.
I want to know the system.
Yeah. Like, are you in charge of booking the hotels?
What do they do?
People?
Check the diamonds in luggage? I mean, I want to know how they transport it.
Go ask that question at Diamonds Direct. Huge sale this weekend.
Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we got the legendary Friday free-for-all and your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Nelly at the Kannapolis Intimidator Stadium this Saturday, tomorrow.
Awesome.
So make sure you're listening. Coming up here in about 10 minutes for the Friday free-for-all to get those tickets. But next, we got Brian on the phone. He thinks he can take Loren down.
5 pop culture questions. We'll find out if Loren reigns or Brian takes it home. Coming up in 3 minutes.
sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Brian, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Well, I've been better. Yesterday, I had a massive fall from Can't Beat Loren, so we'll see how I do today. But
yeah, she lost yesterday, God. B.
Yeah, yeah. I really appreciate you guys letting me in. We listen every day. We're big fans of the show. I'm here in the car with my wife. We're driving.
A wife, husband-wife team.
What's her name, Bri?
Her name's Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi.
All right, guys, let's do it. Mandy and Brian.
All right.
Throw her out, you guys. Say get out.
Loren, yeah. Can you get out, please?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot what I was doing.
Now, this is interesting because she's never lost twice in a row. So she could, history could be made today.
Let's see if we can make some history and give Brian a $100 gift certificate thanks to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, Dunkin' Donuts. You have to go to Dunkin' Donuts to try their go-tos.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Yep.
Sandwiches for $2.
Yep. $2, $3, or $5.
You ready, Bri?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Roy, I moved them around a little bit, so follow along. Sorry about that. Emma Watson turned 28 this Sunday. What Wizard movie series does she star in with Daniel Radcliffe?
Harry Potter.
Question two. This summer music festival and arts festival in California has artists like Beyonce and The Weeknd. That kicks off today. What is the name of that California festival?
Oh, gosh.
Mandy? Three.
Coachella?
Okay. Question number three. Britney Spears' little sister gave birth to a little baby girl yesterday. Who is the Zoe 101 actress and Britney Spears' sister? Mandy?
Jamie Lynn Spears?
Boy, what is it like to give birth on the same day that Chloe did? You know, Roy? You don't lose. Yeah. You don't get any of the headlines.
I know.
Mm. Question number four. Zayn Malik dropped a new song called Let Me. He's newly single from what model? Mandy?
Gigi Hadid?
Wow. Question number five. Khloe Kardashian gave birth to her first daughter yesterday. Which one of the girls in the Kardashian group is the only one without kids now?
Oh.
Mandy?
Courtney?
All right. Come on in, Loren.
All right. How did Brian and Mandy do?
They got four correct.
Okay.
Not bad. Here we go. Question number one. Emma Watson turns 28 this Sunday. What Wizard movie series does she star in with Daniel Radcliffe?
Harry Potter.
That's right. 1-1.
Question number two. This summer music and arts festival kicks off in California today with Beyonce and The Weeknd performing. What is the name of that fest?
Coachella.
That's right. 2-2.
Question three. Britney Spears' little sister gave birth to a baby girl yesterday. Who is the Zoe 101 actress?
Jamie Lynn Spears.
That is correct. 3-3.
And I said to Roy, how bad is it for publicity that she gave birth the same day that Chloe did?
Totally overshadowed. Like, totally. Nobody's going to be talking about
that. It's like dying on the same day that an A-lister dies. Mm. Question number four. Zayn Malik dropped a new song called Let Me. He's newly single from what model?
Gigi Hadid.
That is correct. 4-4.
And question five. Khloe Kardashian gave birth to her first daughter yesterday. Which of the girls in the Kardashian-Jenner group is the only one without kids now?
Kendall.
See, here's my issue. You didn't say that to him. You told him Kardashian group. You didn't say Kardashian-Jenner group.
Well, all the Kardashian girls have kids now.
What was your answer?
Kendall.
You are correct. And if you want to give it to him, that's fine. You can give it to him. Okay.
We'll make it a tie.
Okay. So we're going to give it to you because I didn't say Jenner group before, okay?
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right, Brian.
They said Courtney, by the way.
Okay. So Brian and Mandy, not quite a win. It is a tie. So you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
My name's Brian and Mandy from Charlotte, and we can't beat Loren.
But you could definitely tie. Yep, there you go.
All right, you guys, enjoy the legendary Friday free-for-all on your way to work this morning, okay?
Thanks for everything you do, guys. Appreciate you. Thank you.
See you, bud. And also stick around for those Nelly's concert tickets. We're going to be giving those away.
Plus $1,000 in less than 20 minutes now with the KISS cash code. And let's be honest, the weather is going to be awesome today and tomorrow. And I feel like the free-for-all means so much more when the weather's awesome.
Amen to that.
All right, hang with us about 5 minutes, you guys.
Kiss 95.
Who's car? Experience Hendrick. Shop HendrickCars.com today.
Roy's moving some things with his boyfriend this weekend, and I asked him who was driving the U-Haul. He says he's probably going to. We're doing a quick Q&A on our Facebook Live. If you want to jump over there to Kiss 95.1, you can find out amazing stories like that.
Oh, it's so riveting.
Yes. And like my question on Monday is going to be, what state was on the side of your U-Haul? That's very important.
Oh, yeah.
You know what else is important to me, Loren? Clean carpets. Come on, girl. We go to Zero Res for all of our carpet cleaning needs.
We surely do. And then as soon as, you know, Roy moves everything out of that apartment, I'm sure he's going to find some spots on the rug that he's going to need cleaned too. But we trust Zero Res because they have empowered water. They don't pump all kinds of chemicals into your rug. So it's safe for your kids and pets. And the nice thing is that you can walk on them within hours.
That's true. You're not jammed up all day with wet carpet that smells like a janitor's closet. It's absolutely gross. Three rooms right now, Zero Res cleaned for just $119.
Call them today, 704-509-4488. Tell them Manny and Loren sent you. Or you can check them out online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
Roy Joseph on Facebook Live says, if you weren't a radio host, what would you do?
I'd probably carpet be a 911 or consulting.
Tech. Carpet tech.
Oh, carpet tech.
Yeah, there you go. I would be too. With Zero Res, of course.
Is your little one growing too quickly?
So we have Nelly going to be taking the stadium stage at the Kannapolis Intimidator Stadium tomorrow night. If you want tickets to that, all you got to be is caller number 9 right now.
704-570-9595. Caller 9, you get tickets to go see Nelly. There's other acts that are going to be out there, too. I think Bone Thugs and Harmony are going to be there. Should be a really, really good show. Are we ready for Friday?
Hey! Yes!
Friday! Friday!
It's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got food.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag Friday Free For
All. Celebrating the weekend, congratulations to Jada in Huntersville. She won the Nelly tickets to go see him this weekend.
And make sure you roll down your window. It's going to be beautiful this weekend. And rock out to Aaliyah.
About 5 minutes away from giving away $1,000 right here on the MRL show. It's Friday! In the mood for the weekend. Weather looks great today, tomorrow, but Sunday, rain. But who cares about Sunday? We're ready to celebrate and party. Hopefully you got that Kiss cash code in to get you $1,000 richer. Up next, though, you're going to hear a brand new phone slam. Loren calling from the American Girl doll store. Yeah, apparently somebody's daughter is ripping the heads off these dolls. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Kiss 95 Bob. Kiss 95.1.
And now the manager of the American Girl doll store is going to tell us about celebrity gossip.
Okay, so Amy Schumer and her longtime PR rep and manager just parted ways amidst a massive movie promo for I Feel Pretty. And this is all over Amy's new man. So she just married Chris Fisher. And she found out that this longtime rep of hers had a relationship with him way back in 2007. And she did not want her around.
Her rep had dated Amy's husband?
Yes. Mm. Back in 2007, way before
world.
They were ever together, though.
Yeah, that is a
small
world.
When she found that out, it's just a little convenient that they've now parted ways.
It's a small world, Roy, but I still wouldn't want to paint it.
Okay.
Bad jokes. All right. Bella Thorne, revealed that she bought her home just based on what she made on social media as an influencer. She said that she makes up to $65,000 per Instagram post.
Keep working, Loren.
Bella
working.
Thorne.
I don't even know who that is.
Keep working on that Instagram post.
She's an actress, but she also is like a social media influencer too. So kind of like the Kardashians do, how they like endorse products on social media. But she says that she makes that much per post. That's crazy. And of course, Khloe Kardashian gave birth to a baby girl in Cleveland yesterday morning. Tristan Thompson was at the hospital and was seen leaving shortly thereafter. Sources are saying that he was allowed in the room during delivery.
I have that clip of Pierce Morgan if you want to play it here.
Yeah, so yesterday we talked about how people were a little upset with Khloe, and Pierce Morgan jumped on the bandwagon on the talk. And, you know, he's basically saying what goes around comes around.
When she got together with this guy, let's not forget his previous girlfriend was pregnant.
Yeah.
Khloe
mm-hmm.
Kardashian knew that.
Oh, my.
And she began very insensitively flaunting their relationship, their love affair, while this other woman was pregnant.
Goes around, comes around.
And 5 Seconds of Summer just revealed Youngblood and their track list for their upcoming album, which will drop on June 22nd. But here is Youngblood.
It's short, but it's pretty good.
She said, konnichiwa. Boom. Perfect.
That's a lot like Roy.
Surrender my everything because you made me believe you're my. Yeah, you used to call me baby, now you're calling me by name.
Yeah, I like it. It's a little bit of a departure for them.
Yeah, a little bit more poppy than their traditional like
rock
sound. Yeah,
Green Day-ish vibe.
All right.
What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get? What does Loren like?
So somebody sent me that. One of our listener friends sent me this, and I loved it so much that I'm making it a what Loren likes. It is a giant unicorn yard sprinkler. So as okay. It's so nice this weekend, you can get this blow up of an enormous unicorn for your yard, and water comes out of the horn of the unicorn.
That is awesome. I want to get a house one day just so I could be that gay neighbor. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he is just so over the top. Look at the unicorns in his front yard.
They shoot rainbows. All stereotypical.
Hey, this unicorn does have a rainbow mane.
I like that. Shoots confetti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roy, when you ring Roy's doorbell, confetti shoots out.
Roy's feeling fabulous again.
I know. Yeah. But leave it to us to have the gay guy who's not like that on the show.
I know.
You're not like Carson Kressley.
I need to do better.
All right. Well, we'll have that unicorn sprinkler up for you at kiss951.com.
Cool. Hey, Anna sent us a Facebook message, and it's too funny to pass up. She's upset because her boyfriend, dressed in drag, by the way, we'll tell you why he did that. But he actually fit in her dress, and it freaked her out. She said that he looked better in it than she did, she thought. Okay, so we'll get into this coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Hey.
So trouble on 4th Street at Caswell, University City Boulevard at Chancellor's Place, and Harris at Lawyers. This is a disabled vehicle causing some delays. Traffic brought to you by Bubba Burger. Bubba Burger is America's favorite burger. Watch the Bubba Burger Sports Car Grand Prix televised live on the Fox Network at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, April 14th. Find Bubba Burger in your local grocer's freezer.
Speaking of burgers, the Moo and Brew Craft Beer and Burger Fest is back Saturday, April 28th at the Music Factory. You can sample beers from all over the city, burgers too. Go get your VIP and general admission tickets at mooandbrewfest.com.
Also, don't miss the Southern Girls Night Out at Coyote Joe's with Lady Antebellum's Charles Kelly, Wednesday, April 18th. Get your tickets now at coyote-joes.com. It's benefiting the V Foundation.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Have you won $1,000 from us yet? The MRL Show giving you 5 chances a day to win $1,000. It's called the Kiss Cash Code. Cameron's got your next shot at 11 a.m., then 1. AJ at 4 and 6 today, and then we're wrapped up until Monday again at 8 a.m.
Perfect. So, excuse me, I was choking there for a second.
Are you okay? Oh, my
yeah,
God. Here we go again.
I'm good.
Should we
good.
Call a paramedic?
So, we got this message. You guys have to hear this. It's from Anna, and she's upset because her boyfriend looks better in a dress than her.
What was her boyfriend doing in a dress?
So, evidently, there's this big birthday celebration, a 30th birthday celebration, where he was going to try to jump out of a cake, and he wanted to wear drag. For this occasion, so he got his girlfriend's help. So he's trying on his girlfriend's dresses and putting makeup on, and she was upset, one, that he fit the dresses, and two, she was really upset because after he added the padded bra and everything, he looked better than her. He had a better body. He was hot, she says, and it creeped her out.
Oh, that's so funny.
So she wanted to know if anyone else has their man that's dressed in drag and has a better body than, you know, them.
I just want to know who else is dressed in drag or who else is cross-dressed, you know, dressed as the opposite and why. Mm-hmm. And take Halloween out of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, here's the thing. I have a friend who...
Yeah, and if you're a drag queen, get it.
You're a performer.
But my friend makes it a point every single Halloween to dress in drag.
Do you think they secretly want to wear it all the time?
Kind of. Like, I think that they use that as the excuse.
Yeah.
You know? Because if you just did it once for Halloween, then it's like one of those things and it's, you know, there and gone and it probably didn't really hit your mind. But he does it every single year.
But Anna's boyfriend, that is a hilarious thing. He wants to jump out of a friend's cake in drag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's a funny reason. So, like, what's the reason besides Halloween that you or maybe your man dressed in drag for? 704-570-9595. We'll see if we get any bites on that, because that would be funny to hear.
It would be.
Besides the fact that, like, you know, we said you're a drag queen or it's Halloween, what would be the other reasons why you would dress in drag? I know that my brothers...
Dress in drag?
All the time.
Yeah.
when they were in high school, up north, you weren't allowed to wear shorts. It was a whole thing.
Okay.
So right through the whole school year. You know, it's cool pretty much from October through early April anyway. Mm-hmm. But that leaves April, May, June that it's hot. But still, the public school system wouldn't let you wear shorts. So my brother and his friends, all the girls were allowed to wear skirts. So they all put skirts on to protest.
I see.
And little did they know they were being progressive.
They were. And guess what? You're allowed to wear shorts now from May to June.
That's cool.
So I don't know if they still do it or not, but at my high school, there used to be a drag pageant every year.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
Yeah, it was called like Piper Sweat Hog or something like that. And all of the guys would, like, you had to be, you'd turn in paperwork and you'd have to be admitted to it. It's not like you could just enter at large, but it was fun.
That's cool.
We should do an MRL show drag contest.
Go down to like Boulevard 1820?
No, just right here.
Oh, in the studio?
Yeah.
Well, there's Facebook Live. Oh, okay. I guess I see what you mean.
Yeah. No, I don't want to go out in public. I don't want to get hit on.
Because you'd be such a sexy drag queen?
How would I look as a girl, Lauren?
I think we could make it work.
Do I have to shave?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or we're stalking. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a drag queen at 1820 that has a beard. It's so cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's one
like
of the
that.
Servers. Yeah.
I like that look.
This is Angie and Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Angie. So Anna's boyfriend jumped out of a cake in a dress, and she said he looked better than she did in that dress.
Yeah. So we have a Relay for Life event every year, and we go. And in honor of my grandmother who passed away from cancer, my cousin's husband always dresses up, and he dresses up in drag to be Mr. Relay. And I've got to be honest, there were some pretty hot dudes out there last year.
That's cool.
There you go.
That's a great reason. Thanks, Angie.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
We're doing really well.
Me and about five of my friends, we dress up with the wigs, the hog nose, and everything for the Redskins games.
And are you
That's
wearing like a dress?
Different. Yeah, well, we do the dress over our clothes. Yeah, we do, and the beads and the whole nine yards.
Wait, that's pretty well known.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Like, you're a pretty well-known group.
We've been on TV quite a bit.
Yeah, did you guys do a commercial or something?
Some of my buddies in Washington who comes down for the games, we travel all over the place.
Yeah, I'm showing Roy and Loren a picture now because it's a thing. Who started that thing?
Blonde-headed fat guy.
Yeah, I mean, they have their own Wikipedia page.
Oh, you guys have a
page?
Wikipedia page.
There they are.
We've been doing it for a very long time. I've been going to Dallas for the past 20 years doing it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Do you know Big Georgette and Boss Hogg?
I know most of them.
Yeah, that's funny.
We traveled together. Don't stay in the same hotel room with them. It's just a fact. I always get my own room.
There
I learned
you go.
1 year in Dallas.
Whose dress do you wear when you're a hoggette for the Redskins?
It was actually my grandmother's muumuu. One of the big ones.
Love that.
That's so cool, man.
Thanks.
So,
thanks, man. Thanks, Mark.
Show.
Love you. Thank you for listening. I wish you were a Panther fan, but we'll keep you.
No, I haven't degraded that far yet.
How dare you, Mark. We're going to have Cam Newton on here in a couple weeks, too, to talk about kicking it with Cam. We're up against the clock, but Josh is on, and he's always good. Josh, real quick, bud. Yeah. How are you?
Hey, Bo.
Go ahead.
Good. Womanless beauty contest to raise money for charity.
And you dressed up in drag?
Had to. It was womanless beauty contest. We still had to dress as a drag, but we didn't have to shave or anything.
Were you pretty?
No, I was homemade ugly.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning. Roy and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Couple loose ends to tie up here on the MRL show. Did you see that Heinz has released mayo chup?
Ew.
A ketchup mayo combo. It's also known as fry sauce, fancy sauce, or variations of the sauce. It's Heinz ketchup mixed with Heinz real mayo.
Okay.
According to the press release, the spread has begun to get a lot of traction online from people who are eager to try the combo, especially with the summer grilling season right around the corner.
Hmm.
However, it is also tearing the internet apart. A lot of people think it's disgusting and you shouldn't mix the two, that they're two separate items.
Well, it's almost $1,000 dressing. You're just missing an ingredient, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, I didn't know that. Wait.
You know, a lot of dressings are like...
I know, but I like a Thousand Islands, and I do not like mayo.
Yeah. Oh, it's in there.
Oh, big time. A lot of dressings, mayonnaise, or...
Don't ruin it for me. I don't want to know anymore.
Here's a... here it is, Lauren. Yeah. Look at the box, the bottle.
That color
delicious,
just,
delicious mayo chup.
Yeah. No, thank you.
People
do mix it together, though, so I guess they're just creating one less step for you.
Now, the director of marketing in Heinz said in a statement that Heinz Mayo Chup will not be launched in the U.S. unless they get 500,000 votes.
Really?
Right now, it's in the Arab Gulf states.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That stuff always surprises me.
That's got to be good for fries and stuff, though. It's just got to be.
Yeah, or like a burger. Throw it on a burger as a special sauce.
Yeah, why not? You're putting ketchup and mayo on burgers anyway a lot of times.
Yeah. That's what I said. It's like it's taking away a step for you. I'm not into mayo.
Uber has added a safety feature to their app, including a direct dial to 911.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, I thought so too.
I heard the best Uber story on my way back from our Elevate Magazine awards reception last night.
Okay.
So the girl was talking about how on CIAA, she made like $700. And I'm like, oh my God, that's a lot of money. She goes, and it got better. It was like 4 a.m. and a girl picked her up and she said, I don't want to go anywhere. Just drive me around. And she was in tears.
Aww.
And she's like, okay, I'll just start driving. Just let's put a destination and I'll just take a long way to get there. And so they're just driving around and she's just venting for like 40 minutes in the back of her car. The girl gets out, hands her $200.
To the Uber driver?
To the Uber driver.
Wow.
What was she venting about? Did she get into
it? It was a guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a guy. And she was just in tears, like at 4 a.m. drunk, and paid $200.
Wow.
She made $900 that night.
Wow.
I mean, could you imagine? I mean, I told her, I was like, let me know if you have any more rich girls that need...
drove around.
Yeah, drove around. And they're crying. I'll listen.
I'll jump in.
Yeah. I'll be a shoulder to cry on for $200.
That's like a therapy session.
I know.
So this is all because Uber just came under some safety rule. You know, the CEO is trying to make it safer for your trips because you get into cars and they also say, make sure you do say your names. You both exchange names and that your name matches the driver's name matches yours.
All the time.
Riders will be able to designate up to 5 friends and family members or trusted contacts during the trip. This way, if anything ever happens, they'll be able to go to their app. The driver can go to the app and find a friend if anything, you know, you ever needed help.
Okay.
Uber's looking to virtually make their app a one-stop, you know, shop for safety and rides as well.
I also saw where Uber's venturing into the leasing out your vehicle or renting out your vehicle business.
Really? Oh, really?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they're going to be teaming up where in the app, if you want to just rent, instead of getting a ride, if you just want to rent someone's car, you click a button and it'll give you options.
So like if you were moving and you needed a pickup?
Kind of, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, right through the Uber app. Yeah.
If you want to be a baller and live the Loren life for a day, you can get that Jeep.
Yeah, get the Stormtrooper.
Mm-hmm. So if you were going to be driving out of town, like if we were driving to Atlanta, we were going to rent a car, I wonder if you could do it long term like that too.
I'm sure you could. Uber's nationwide, and so
gonna,
why wouldn't you?
It's going to cost you though.
Yeah, but I would think if they're going to do it, it would...
I'd charge you $1,000 if you were going to take my car to Atlanta.
No,
I would.
I'm saying. Like it would have to be cheaper than renting a car. Otherwise, what would the fancy of it be?
Yeah, then I'm out.
Yeah, it would have to be like $30 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting a nicer car. You know, your rental cars, as good as they are, they're boxes.
Mm.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
unless you ball up, which I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. We were talking about the girl in the Uber crying yesterday. I don't even know if I want to share this, but like.
You cried in an Uber?
I cried yesterday on my way to that Elevation thing. The Elevate Magazine Award.
Why'd you
ceremony.
Cry?
Do you want to know?
Well, yeah, now that you brought it up.
Yeah, are you
it's
okay?
It's so dumb.
Oh, okay. Then I really want to know.
It is such a dumb I cried over a commercial.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll tell you about it in 3 minutes.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So if you want to win $1,000 like Renee from Charlotte did, you can with the Kiss Cash Code. Make sure you're listening. Coming up at 11-1 with Cameron, 4-6 with AJ. Kiss Cash Code, giving you the code word that you text to 40772.
She said she's only played 5 times and she won, so don't think you're never going to win anything.
Yep, just
and you
keep
have
trying.
15 minutes to get the text in. So yep. if you hear the code word, just remember it and get it in within 15 minutes, and we'll text you back or call you back if you win. So I told you guys yesterday I was driving like around 5:30. I was on 485, and I'm listening to this commercial, and we actually play it. I don't think I can play it or else it'll screw everything up, but here's the scenario and why I cried randomly. And by the way, I know I'm not alone, so if you cried randomly recently, what was the ridiculous thing it was over? Because mine was a radio commercial. I cried over a radio commercial.
Glad that we're that powerful.
Is it like the Sarah McLachlan commercial?
The animal one? Yeah, kind of. 704-570-9595. Maybe it was a movie or a TV show, something that you shouldn't have cried over, but you found yourself crying, and that's okay. 704-570-9595. Mine was, it's an OnStar commercial. Maybe you've heard of it. We've aired it before. We just aired it a little while ago.
Well, now I want to hear it.
So the OnStar commercial says, you know, it's like 911, Roy. OnStar, how can I help you? And the mother is just, this woman is just like, I just had a car accident. And okay, are you okay? OnStar people are pros, you know, and it's about how good OnStar is and why you need them. And this is not a commercial for OnStar, by the way, that I'm doing. It's a commercial that we run. And what got me, Loren, was she goes, my 4-year-old is in the back.
Oh.
And he's complaining about his head hurts. Mm. And the girl goes, keep talking to him.
Yeah.
And you have a 4-year-old. I see where that hits home.
Oh, I was tearing up. And then I don't know why I'm still doing this. And then all of a sudden I thought, I can't have teary eye going into the Queen Park Social Elevate Magazine Best Morning Show ceremony that we're getting, you know? But it got me, man.
Yeah.
And when they said, keep talking to him, it just humanized it from a commercial to like a real life situation. And then she goes, okay, and they were like, OnStar was really good. They're like, we're going to stay here with you till the paramedics get there. Does 911 do the same thing? Do you guys stay on the phone with the person or do you?
Yeah. Depending on how bad it is. Yeah. Sometimes if it's not that bad, we'll ask the question, do you want to stay on the line or can we hang up?
What do you do? Like how then you don't answer other calls? Like if you're on the phone with Loren and I'm trying to get 911.
I'm doing things that you don't know what I'm doing. Like I'm on the radio, but like whenever I talk on the radio to the police and fire, you can't hear it. So I'm actually doing things, but you can't.
There's more than one 911 operator. So if he can't take another call, there's operator that can.
Oh, but please. By the way, someone tell me that you also cried over the same commercial. Well, I'll take you out for a beer today or wine or whatever you want.
Yeah. We used to get those OnStar. Like OnStar would transfer. We would get on the phone line with OnStar.
Okay.
And we would both be on the phones.
So OnStar calls 911 for you.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't think OnStar can give a medical protocol, but we can. 911 could.
Yeah, so. The only medical thing they said was just keep talking to him. But when she said, Loren, my 4-year-old's in the back of the car, and you expect in the commercial, you expect him to be like, how is he? Oh, he's okay.
Right.
She goes, he keeps telling me his head hurts. And I'm like,
no. Yeah, it's scary for a parent.
This is Dina and Hickory. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, y'all. So I have a best friend that we always watch Disney cartoon movies, like old school ones, like from the 90s and 80s. And we were watching The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And when Esmeralda was being held up by the hunchback, my best friend started bawling because Esmeralda doesn't love the hunchback. I looked over and she's like, but doesn't love him. So I'm cracking up laughing and she's like sobbing.
Oh my God.
I thought that was hilarious. And I cried on the OnStar one too. So
the same one?
Yeah, the same exact one because I have a 4-year-old. So I'm crying too. So I feel you.
Oh, so tough.
Oh my gosh. You tear up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
It's so crazy. All right. Well, bless you, Dina. Have a good weekend, okay?
You too. Bye.
I used to cry over Rudolph when they wouldn't let him play.
Aww.
Oh, it's so sad. They
were.
Yeah.
And I would cry. My brothers, being the bullies they were, would make me watch it, and then they would want me to cry. My brothers were so mean growing up.
Aww. Yeah. And I've also noticed Sterling has made me more emotional at movies because he's very emotional. Uh-huh. He'll cry in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then, like, at the time, I always thought that was really strange.
But and now you're all in
now,
touch with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, now I was watching a movie, that Ready Player One, over the weekend. One of the creatures collapses. It doesn't ruin anything.
Okay.
It's not even a spoiler.
Okay.
It collapses, and the look in his eyes, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
The look in the eyes, and I'm like, So I'm like worse than Sterling.
It's a whole new you.
Yeah, it is a whole new me. Let's talk with Haley in Mooresville.
Hey.
Hi, Haley.
So I was listening to your show, and I heard you talk about you driving in the car and crying at a commercial, and I was like, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
So you did too?
Yes. Last night, we were on our way back from the Charlotte Knights game, my boyfriend and I, and it was on, and he was having a full-blown conversation with me, but I have a 2-year-old son, and I was listening to the OnStar commercial, and I was like, I have to turn this off. It's giving me anxiety because it hits close to home.
Mm, it sure
when
does.
When you have a son. So, yeah, I was totally crying and tearing up. But, no, like, the story that I have is I'm a very emotional person at times. If I have my mind set on something, it's what I want. And I have the best chocolate in the world in the cabinet that I was looking forward to eating all night at home when I got home from work. It was a 12-hour shift. I get home. I'm looking for it everywhere. And my dad, I said, Dad, where is this chocolate? And he said, oh, your mom and I finished it, and I lost it. It was embarrassing bad, but I had lost it. And he's like, why are you crying? I said, it's fine. It's fine.
So, holy cow, crying. Oh, that had to be some good chocolate, Haley.
It was.
Hey, when that's all you want.
Thanks, Haley.
The worst.
Weird things you cry over.
This is Meg in Charlotte.
Yeah, hey, guys. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine.
Perfect. Well, mine was like I knew what I was getting myself into, and it's not as random, but I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. And the ending of Toy Story 3, I bawled my eyes out.
I think I might have teared up too.
Hysterically.
He goes to college.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
They're like, are you okay, Mom? I was like, oh, I'm okay. Like, legit, like, someone had, like, I mean, I don't even know. I was legit crying that bad. They were, I mean, weeping, crying, hysterical. And I'm like, well, it's probably because my 6-year-old's going to college tomorrow, in my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, Meg. Let me just talk to Loren real quick. It's not a spoiler alert because it's the plot of the movie.
Okay. Yes, and which, by the way, came out in 2010.
It's
been almost a decade.
I didn't have kids then.
I'm 33 watching the movie with my kids.
I think I teared up on that, too, because he's been with them. Woody's like, oh, you know, but good things happen for sure. In that that ending, Loren.
Okay.
I cry, and I've told you guys this before. Thanks, Meg. I cry at Captain Phillips, the movie with Tom Hanks, man, when he gets pulled back on the boat after he, spoiler alert, gets rescued.
He's in shock.
Spoiler alert, Titanic.
we
hits
all
an
know
iceberg.
That story.
Okay.
Just in case.
Yeah. Roy, spoiler alert on the Steven Spielberg new movie. That I get.
Yeah, but I seriously, there's 1,000 creatures, and this is one that doesn't matter. So I didn't ruin it.
Okay.
Josh from Lancaster's on hold. He wants to talk about the Lincoln movie, but I don't want to spoil it for Loren how it ends. Well, I know he goes to see a play, and then after that, I lose history. I'm not sure what happened.
I hear the Secret Service went to go get a drink.
Yeah.
There was some mishap.
Yeah. Did they get a quote from him after?
Because the worst.
That's funny, though. That's funny.
Man. All right, we got to take a break.
You got to get up.